Yeah, are you done?
Does that make sense, Art
Grace?
Paul?
Grace, are you done?
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense.
Go ahead, Art Paul, read that. Okay.
Okay, what I have
is... Go ahead, Art Paul, read it.
What I have is, the Governance Committee suggests that the PNB request the Executive Director, General Managers of all five stations, and Chairs of LSBs of all five stations, submit a report within 2 months of the passage of this motion by the PNB on the status of local community advisory boards and their compliance with Corporation for Public Broadcasting requirements.
And a second to them.
The committee doesn't need seconds.
This is Bob. But this is
that's
not
right.
From the committee, though. This is Bob.
Oh, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I support the motion. I would just add for clarification a phrase at the end saying requirements for CABs. So it's not asking a report on all the other different types of requirements on other subjects, but it's only on this subject of CABs.
You specifically state that for our poll, which part?
Yeah, so after the word requirements, it would say... for community advisory boards.
I have no objection to that amendment.
Arpao, could you read that motion as a
okay,
addition to that?
So the amendment is to add at the end for community advisory boards.
Right.
So you have the motion, right?
Okay.
But the whole thing read as it would be? If amended?
Yeah, please.
It would read, the Governance Committee suggests that the PNB request the Executive Director, General Managers of all five stations, and Chairs of LSBs of all five stations submit a report within 2 months of the passage of this motion by the PNB on the status of local community advisory boards and their compliance with Corporation for Public Broadcasting requirements for community advisory boards.
Is that correct? Okay. Discussion on that motion?
This
anyone
is Joseph
opposed
Kay.
To that motion? Go ahead, Joseph.
I would just add from my experience that this motion addresses the needs and it states it very clearly, and I think this fulfills the requirements of the CAB for us to be monitoring it. Providing oversight for that board.
Okay. Anyone else?
Can I say something
motion?
Just to motivate this a little bit? Is that all right?
Sure. This is short.
This is great.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, this
ahead.
Is a... I just looked up the website for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and it says Community Advisory Board Requirements. The law, A, Section 396K8 of the Communication Act, provides that funds may not be distributed pursuant to this subpart to any public broadcasting station, it has a parenthetical phrase which is not important, unless such station establishes a community advisory board, and such stations shall undertake, et cetera, et cetera. And I believe that just last year, the compliance with the existence of community advisory board and the oversight to make sure that they exist was stiffened by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So something where so much funding rides on our compliance with this and where the CPB is being more proactive in ensuring they do exist, I think it behooves us to make sure that they are functional at every station.
Grace, can you tell when the deadlines are?
Thank you.
Are they all the same time?
Who's this?
I'm sorry, this is Tracy Larkins. I apologize for jumping
okay,
in.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead, Tracy. Go ahead.
Can you tell us when the deadlines are for the CPB requirements met?
Well, they're
by
the website.
They're general requirement.
I don't.
Ongoing.
It's ongoing.
Ongoing.
They should. Yes.
I was just looking at the website. Maybe they.
It doesn't
it
state in the website exactly. It would take me too long to find it.
Definitely. Thank you.
Okay.
sorry, okay. But...
Anyone else want to speak for or against here? Any objection to adopting this? If there's no objection to adopting this motion, the motion is adopted, R. Paul, so that's what we pass. Okay?
Thank you, Grace.
You have all
the
words.
Okay. You're welcome.
The next item is compliance with Title VII, Employment Non-Discrimination. And whose item is that? Who put that on the agenda?
I may have put that on the agenda as well.
And what is the rationale behind it? Could you tell us what that is about?
The rationale is that if there is an accusation of sexual harassment or any other violation of Title VII, the first instance or report of such is, of course, the responsibility of the employee who is either guilty or not guilty, but who is accused by another employee or by a public
person. Just a point of information here. Grace, is this regarding on the management side of things?
No, it's Title VII is any violation of Title VII by somebody in any kind of a managerial position or not. Any staff,
okay,
paid or unpaid, who is working within the station or any other, or the national office or any part of Pacifica. If a complaint
you
is
would,
made,
okay.
If I can just finish, the EEOC
guidelines. Yeah, very limited time, very limited time.
Okay.
And it's a fairly complicated subject matter.
All right, well, if we don't understand what the EEOC guidelines are, how can we, all right. If you don't want me to explain it, what can I say? We have limited time, but it's our responsibility to have a governance, oversight,
Grace,
over the governance of the network.
Grace, I understand. But I think this one here, it should be maybe sent to the committee, subcommittee, either bylaws working group or code of conduct working group, and let's hash out the details and the complexities of it, and then bring it back. I think that'd be a better way of doing it. Because most people, I think, here on the call tonight, I don't think they're really prepared for, the complexity of it. In the next 5 minutes, and voting it, I think it would do a little disservice for all of
them.
So I think if you really want to do that, we should put that into, I'll entertain somebody making a motion to
send
it to them.
I move that... via email, a summation of this here Title VII be distributed so that all of us can read it prior to the next meeting and then vote upon it or discuss.
I think I can explain it.
That,
we might want to discuss
motion,
it.
Though. Grace?
Pardon me?
I just made a motion.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Made
go
a
ahead.
My motion was that I request that Grace or some other party who volunteers to distribute the summation of this Title VII and its relevance for us as members of the PMB Governance Committee so we can discuss it and vote upon any action that's required.
What I have is a summation of Title VII be distributed via email before the next meeting.
Bob, I think there's some additional language. Is that, Joseph, is that what you...
Yeah, that's very concise.
Okay. All right. So would that be okay, Grace? Oh, go ahead, Bob.
Well, Grace, why don't you let Grace answer the question?
Okay.
What question?
I would like to answer the question, but I would like to have a minute or two to explain myself. You know, I understand we have limited time.
I don't know what the
question
is. Is that regarding this motion?
Yes, it's regarding this motion. I'm going to, I mean, I would, it's fine with me if we can't discuss it now, but the situation is this. If there is any complaint about a violation of Title VII by any staff person, either managerial or not, at any station. The foundation is going to have a lot harder time legally if it is not in compliance with the steps outlined in the EEOC guidelines, which include all related parties having sexual harassment training. There being investigation of any complaints of sexual harassment. That's the next step. Another part of that is having a place or a phone number or a person who can take complaints, including the possibility, if needed, of an anonymous telephone number or email address for complaints. So there are a number of things which protect us legally if there is a complaint that goes to a legal suit because of a violation of Title VII. As an organization, if we don't put in place the EEOC guidelines, we are going to be in legal jeopardy. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is because needs to be dealt with in a timely fashion. If we put it off month after month, we're going to be in continue possibly to be in legal jeopardy. So I would say we should ask that management give the PNB a detailed report about the compliance of all five stations and the national office on EEOC guidelines.
Excuse me, but that motion is already passed. Don't need to go back there. We already passed that motion. All we're talking about right now is that someone, yourself, preferably...
No, that wasn't passed. That was about the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is a completely different subject. This is the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, Title VII. It's totally different from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It's a completely separate issue.
The motion before us.
Well, I'm speaking against the motion before us because I think that it's important that we as a network, we get in compliance with Title VII.
This is Bob.
Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
Okay. I agree with Grace that this is an extremely important issue. I know there's been some policy set on this. There's been some trainings. I'm certainly not in a position to judge whether they've been adequate. There's more trainings planned, but I definitely think the board should look at this. But we actually have another committee that I think is really the proper place for this matter, which is the Personnel Committee, and that's exactly what the type of policies that they're supposed to look at. So I would support asking for management to provide the information that Grace recommended, but just that then it should go to the Personnel Committee, which, you know, is really the body suited to process this kind of issue.
So what's your motion?
I guess my motion would be to refer Grace's motion to the Personnel Committee and recommend that they move expeditiously on it.
Okay.
So you're substituting.
It's a
substitute motion.
For Joseph's motion.
Right. That would be a substitute.
Yeah, this is a substitute motion. Okay. Any second to the motion?
You don't need second.
We don't need second for the committee. That's right. Any objections to that motion that Bob made?
I guess I have a question, or whether that motion could include some sort of summation of this Title VII to all of us, so that we could have something we could at least review or. Without taking a six-month course in this legal matter of what it all covers.
Can I speak to that? I don't have any problem with sending you out information to this governance committee. I'd like to speak to Bob's substitute motion, if I might.
Are you in favor of?
Okay, I have a question about it. I don't understand it totally. Bob?
Okay, why don't you ask?
Yes, go
Bob.
Okay. My motion originally was, not my motion, my suggestion was that the PNB request a report from the National Office on the compliance of the National Office and the stations to the EEOC guidelines. so that we're in compliance with Title VII. And I assume, my sense was that that report should be given to the PNB as a whole. I don't understand why you want to have it isolated to the personnel committee. Also, because it's also involves not only personnel, but also the legal liability and the health of the station. I think governance should be aware of what our status is regarding compliance with the EEOC guidelines. So I don't think it should be only in the personnel committee. I think we should be.
Anyway, that's the motion.
I know, but I don't understand why you want to be isolated to only the personnel committee.
Can I answer, Bob?
Do you want to respond?
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead, Bob.
I'm in no way trying to isolate it, and I would totally support whatever information that is reported back by management should also be sent to the governance committee, and of course, it should be sent to the whole board. I'm just saying, in terms of then deciding what needs to be done, if anything, maybe the policy needs to be strengthened or, new policies need to be put in place. I don't know what that would be, but I'm just saying that's why we have committees that are specialized in particular areas. This would be the area because it's about employment. It's about personnel. That's why that committee was established, that they should be the starting point. And then, of course, they'll report back to the board. And I would support the idea that because there are governance aspects to this, that the reports could be CC'd to this committee as well.
Okay. I would absolutely,
so what is your,
totally
gentlemen,
support
Grace?
That as a substitute motion.
Grace?
Okay, sorry.
Okay. I would prefer if, we just don't engage in just one-to-one things, because then we lose sight of a lot of stuff. So, Bob, are you willing to accept some of Grace's suggestions there and modify your motion accordingly and give the wording to ARPAL? ARPAL, so...
Yeah,
go ahead.
If ARPAL could help me, because I didn't actually write down what I said, and then I can build on it if he reads it back.
Well, you made a motion to refer this to the personnel committee.
Right.
All I have is to refer to the personnel committee.
Okay, perhaps could you read Grace's motion?
That was okay.
Wait, I have what's on the floor is a motion by Kay. A summation of Title VII be distributed via email before the next meeting.
Right.
And yours, and then you made the motion to refer this to the personnel committee.
That's right.
Okay. Well, actually, I didn't intend to refer Joseph's motion, which that's fine. Actually, that doesn't even need a motion, and I think Grace has just told us that she'd be happy to circulate that information. So I was going on the assumption that Grace had actually made a motion about calling for management to provide information, and then I was just building on that. So, Grace, if you want to restate it, maybe you could, and then I could help you with the wording, about the CC.
Wait a minute, Bob, what are you trying to do here? Your motion?
I'm trying to go to Grace's intent, even though we don't have all our parliamentary stuff down pat, but if Grace could just state it, I think she was intending... Correct me, Grace, if I'm wrong, to make a motion, and then I was trying to channel that to the committee that's most appropriate for it.
Okay.
So could I ask Grace to try it?
I'll word it as best I can. That the governance committee suggests that the Pacifica National Board request the status of implementation of Title VII at all five stations and the national office, and that this information be sent to the PNB as a whole and with copies to the governance committee and the personnel committee, and that any work done to improve compliance with Title VII be done in the personnel committee. Does that make sense?
Right. That's
Bob?
Good. That sounds good
Bob?
To me. Yes.
So the only work that the personnel committee does is look at the summation of Title VII.
And then decide whether they need to take any action.
Just summation of Title VII. And then they have information goes to everybody. Is that what it is?
Right.
To all committees?
No. No, that's not.
Bob,
no.
It's your motion. You have to read it.
Well, no. It's now Grace's motion. Go ahead, Gracie. Maybe
is that a substitute motion for yours?
No, Grace is wording the intent that I had, so she can take it.
Well, I...
Paul, do you have it?
Yes, I do. I would suggest that maybe other people might want to withdraw the motion so we could agree to the previous two things being withdrawn and then just go with this.
Well, I'll certainly withdraw mine.
Okay.
Is there any objection for withdrawing Bob's motion? Okay, Bob's motion is withdrawn.
And, okay,
how about
Joseph?
Joseph?
I have no objection if we're going to distribute the reports that are sent back to PNB and our committee from the stations as to the compliance with this Title VII, as so eloquently promoted by Grace, that we need to be in compliance with for our own safety.
Okay. So go ahead. So there's only one motion here, that's Grace Aaron's motion. And go ahead and Arpaul, read that.
Okay, what I have is that the Governance Committee suggests that the PNB request the status of implementation of Title VII at all five stations and the national office, and that this information be sent to the PNB as a whole with copies to the Governance Committee and the Personnel Committee, and that any work done to improve compliance be done in the Personnel Committee.
Thank you. Any objections to that motion?
This is Bob. Just hearing it read back, I wanted to make a very slight amendment, because the phrase improve compliance kind of prejudges that it needs to be improved, and it may very well. I don't know, but I think it should be more neutral language, like to, and any work to any action deemed necessary should be taken by the. Or recommended action deemed necessary should be taken by the personnel committee.
Arpaul, what is read now? What is?
Bob, I'm writing this out.
Okay.
All right. So that would then be. Okay. So the amendment would be to place. Work done to improve compliance would read any action would be replaced by, quote, any action deemed recommended be done by the personnel committee. Necessary. Take that out. Any action deemed necessary be done in the personnel committee. In other words, do you want me to read both versions of this? That might be clearer. All right. The main motion would be that the Governance Committee suggests that the PNB request the status of implementation of Title VII at all five stations and the national office, that this information be sent to the PNB as a whole with copies to the Governance Committee and Personnel Committee, and that any work done to improve compliance be done in the Personnel Committee. The amendment would make the last part read, and that any action deemed necessary be done in the personnel committee.
I guess the verb should be considered in the personnel committee.
Action deemed necessary should be considered.
Right.
Would you add it there?
This is Grace. I think that's a good...
Grace, just hold it.
Okay.
Bob,
could you suggest also
the personnel committee or any other committee that the Pacifica National Board deems appropriate.
No, that's not my intent.
Okay. Just want to make sure. All right. So these motions are going to go before the PNB anyway. So they, at that time, they can look at it. Any objection to this motion? No objection, then the motion passes.
No, I think we should go with the motion as amended by Bob Lederer. Let's vote on that, okay?
Well, that's what our understanding. We can go through the whole thing if you like. All right, how about going like this? Adopting the motion as amended by Bob Lederer. It's Grace Aaron's motion as amended by Bob Lederer. Any objections to adopting that? None. The motion is adopted as amended. Okay.
Good.
Mr. Chair,
I think the time is... yes. So I think we just adjourn. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn, and we'll continue on with the remaining items at our next meeting.
Great. Thank you, everybody.
This is Bob.
Go
ahead, Bob.
I just want to point out that the next meeting is Thursday, May 17th at 8:30 Eastern.
Thank you very much. And
thank you.
Paul,
thank you, everybody.
Send a note. And thank you, everyone. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Grace. I'll look forward to receiving that information.
Yes, I'll send it to you as soon
thank
as I, within
much.
The next 24 hours. Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night, all.
Thank you.
Have a night.